now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Reports indicating just how little many Americans have saved for retirement keep on coming. Northwestern Mutual's 2018 Planning and Progress Study, based on a survey of approximately 2,000 adults, found that 21% of Americans have nothing saved at all for their golden years. 31% of Americans have less than $5,000. In other words, nearly a third of U.S. adults could only last a few months on their savings if they had to retire tomorrow. The report also found that a third of baby boomers have $25,000 or less in retirement savings. That helps explain why a growing number of Americans indicate that they'll rely on Social Security, according to Gallup. But only 24% of Northwestern Mutual respondents believe that it's extremely likely that Social Security will be available when they retire. As indicated by CNBC, if Congress doesn't render changes to funding, Social Security could be insolvent by 2034. When one considers averages, the numbers sound a bit better. The average amount Americans have put away for the future is just a bit less than $85,000. But that is far less than the $1 million often recommended by experts to supplement Social Security, pensions, and other sources of funding people may have. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.